Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Beth Ross is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a member of our Brain Trust. She's a certified career coach and executive coach. She has significant experience working in the corporate world, working for companies like with companies like Sony, with Cisco, Ernst & Young, et cetera, working with these folks. But also now working with people like you and me, small businesses owner, out here on Main Street. And she's our good friend, Beth Ross. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Beth, when 2008 hit, the fall of 2008, and it became obvious that we had, you know, the chickens, our financial chickens had come home to roost, our financial mismanagement chickens had come home to roost, and we're going to stay for a while. You could see, once the layoffs were kind of settled down and you could kind of see where things were going to land, then you could sort of get the idea, okay, this is how much work is left to be done. Here are the people that we have to do it. And that's just the way it is. It's just one of those things. And so over the last 3 years, that's been the deal for most companies, large and small. Here's the work we have to do, and here's the people we have to do it with. Let's just all suck it up and make it happen. And what I talked about two and more years ago and ever since is that this is something that is necessary, and people do it, but it does create a casualty list. And if companies who are practicing this are not prepared, whenever things open up a little bit, they're going to lose their people. What do you think?
Absolutely agree with you, totally and completely. The people who have been sucked. Well, there is that. I've talked to people who said, oh, thank goodness I have a job. You know, I know I'm having to work three times harder than I ever did.
That was a year or two or 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's all changed now. Unfortunately, companies of any size don't seem to have retention plans in place. You've got to almost lure these people to want to stay with you, because they're going to leave if you don't.
Well, here's what's happening, Beth. Even though it began as a loyalty thing, and it began as okay, I'm going to be true to my company. I'm going to, you know, plus, as you said, I don't have many other options, so it's a good thing I've got a job. But after a while, that casualty list thing starts stepping in.
It does.
And you start wondering, okay, am I being true to my company, or am I being a chump here?
Yeah, really and truly. Am I being recognized? Why is my vacation less than any other companies?
Right.
And benefits down, mm-hmm. No recognition for incredibly fine work.
And yet maybe the company is getting fat over this. And a lot of companies are.
Good possibility. Yes. Yes. But when you and I were talking before, there's been a big, big influx of career coaching and executive clients coming to me who are ready mm-hmm. now to leave. Companies are not investing the time and money to turn mid-level employees, for instance, into senior management. The thing that they've got to have is some career growth opportunities, and fast, because unless someone feels they can grow and develop mm-hmm. in the company, why would they stay when recruiters are calling them, when they're hearing about things, talking to people? It's a very interesting phenomenon, and it's going on right now.
Well, and the thing is that in times past, when the economy was better, if a recruiter hit one of your people up, they might not have thought about it before. And so they might not have made the change, because you know, they need to make a decision, and they weren't quite ready to make a decision. This is something people have been thinking about for a long time. I mean, there are people right now saying, the next time I get a chance, I won't have to think about it. I'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Companies can head this thing off at the pass in starting with one simple thing. They can change their environment to the extent that they show definite support for a professional growth plan of individuals who work there. It helps so much. When that happens, the whole interest level changes.
Well, and another thing you can do, if your business is doing better, you can say to those people who you know sacrificed, like you did as the owner or the manager, if you know people sacrificed, they did some things that was above and beyond the call of duty. As the business gets better, you can compensate those people. You can recognize them not only with a pat on the back, but with some money.
Yeah, yeah, and not even a lot of money. It could really help. Because some people that are now my clients have a newfound confidence about landing work, and they don't have a firm offer, and they start their career coaching even before that offer comes forth, because we have a, you know, I've got a methodology that will help them find that new position.
Right. Exactly.
And and this time last year, this wasn't happening at all.
Well, it's because the economy, even though it's still very fragile, and we're still not, there's still a lot of uncertainty, and there's not a lot of confidence out there, very little confidence, actually. We still have a dynamic economy that's about $15 trillion. That's a lot of buying and selling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a lot.
And so okay, this is happening at all levels. What the phenomenon you're describing here, Beth, is happening on Main Street with small businesses. It's happening in big businesses. And so people are going to be going, it's going to be going both ways. And I'm going to predict, Beth, that there's going to be more of an exodus from the big companies than there are from the little companies.
Definitely.
And because I think that's where the greater casualty lists have been created. And when we come back, I want to talk about what we can do. Give us some better ideas on how we can head this off and be aware of it. Just don't be obtuse about the exposure that you might have, folks. Beth, give us your website, please.
My website is www.bethross.com, and there's an 800 number on there. Love to hear from any of you.
Yeah. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Beth Ross, 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.